The focus will be on how to increase diversity in tech jobs as more than 100 Detroit middle schoolers gather this weekend for a two-day hackathon. It's put on by Ford STEAM Lab. It's part of the Ford Motor Company Fund and done in conjunction with partners like California-based Yes We Code and the Level Playing Field Institute. Sean Wilson is organizer for the Ford Motor Company Fund, and Kwame Anku is with Yes We Code. Kwame, let's start at the very beginning for those of us wondering what a hackathon is.
Sure. You know, a hackathon is an extraordinary experience where young people are able to come together with technology professionals to come up with their own mobile app ideas, to develop a prototype over maybe 2 to 3 days, where they literally go through a process of saying, hey, if I could create an app to change the world, what would it be? And then they've got a team of professionals that are working with them, project managers, technologists, coders, and developers, to create an example, a prototype of that app within literally 48 hours.
How were these kids picked?
Well, we did a great project in conjunction, obviously, with the Ford STEAM Lab and Detroit Public Schools, identified some schools and some teachers and some students and invited them to participate. We have over 100 that will be participating this weekend.
And these are youngsters who show kind of a flair for this.
Well, not necessarily. Oh. I mean, ultimately partnering with Detroit Public Schools, really selecting kids with high potential, below opportunity. Basically. And what that means is we have to first expose our students to technology, to careers in STEM, to tech entrepreneurship. You know, you can't dream about being something you haven't seen. And so it's all about the exposure. Kwame and I talk about that all the time. You know, first step is exposing them to it, getting them excited. But not just exposure, but really what we're trying to do is find their passion. Because you can't just walk into a classroom and say, all of you need to go into the STEM field. Although we know by the year 2022, there's going to be a million STEM related jobs and no one to fill them, right? So we have a dire situation here in our country where we need to feed those careers. We know that that's where innovation comes from the STEM field, creativity comes from. And so it's important that we feed that pipeline early. And in this case, it's starting as early as middle schoolers.
So it sounds kind of like you're trying to flip a switch on.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. And our, you know, Yes We Code was actually founded out of a conversation with the legendary rock star Prince and our founder, Van Jones. And they were basically, you know, very frustrated in the wake of the Trayvon Martin murder. And Prince had mentioned to Van, he said, you know, why is it that when you see an African-American kid in a hoodie, somehow you just assume that must be a criminal or a thug? But you could see a white kid in a hoodie and
like
think,
like Mark Zuckerberg.
And think, that's Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And he challenged Van. He said, just with your national standing and leadership skills, you should organize some type of movement to flip the switch, to be able to flip the script and change the iconography. And that's exactly what Yes We Code is all about, mm-hmm. so that all young people can see themselves as being pioneers in technology, entrepreneurs, and that they can be leaders in this technology space as well.
And that's really how, you know, these next 2 days really came about, is expose kids over 2 days to something pretty phenomenal. I mean, they're really going to get full-blown exposure to what it means to create your own app, to ideate your concepts. Design thinking is a part of this. You know, we want engineers, but we want engineers who are creative, innovative, who can think outside the box, who you can say to them, you know what, I know we're leading the industry with our F-150, but now we want to go all new aluminum body, make it happen. And they have the concept and the skills to be able to do that.
So this hackathon is really going to present real-world demands on these youngsters. And what's at stake? What are they competing for?
So they are competing for $30,000 in awards and prizes for their schools, as well as scholarships for education. So, you know, and I think one of the interesting things about this is a lot of times when you do hackathons, you pick three different areas to focus on. But in this situation, we picked education. So Michigan right now, you know, one of the hottest topics is education. We have an opportunity to get the youth voice. What would they do? What kind of app would they design if they could change their education, right? So we're going to hopefully come out of here with some really good ideas from the youth on what they would do to impact their educational future. And I think that's powerful.
Kwame, the Rainbow Push Coalition and ColorOfChange.org forced some of the big tech companies, Facebook and Twitter and Google and such, to reveal the racial makeup of their workforces. And 2014 data showed African Americans were about 2% of the labor force in the tech industry. What do you think is behind that lack of people of color in tech?
Well, Cynthia, I'm glad you asked. I think what's behind that is another number, another statistic, and it's that in 2013, there were 11 states in the United States where not one African-American child took the advanced placement computer science exam. We have a profound exposure problem. And so this is what Yes We Code is all about. This is what the Ford's Theme Lab is all about. That's what the event is all about. I went to Stanford. I was down the street from the Google campus. I was there 2 months ago. Google is one of Yes We Code's partners. And when you go on that campus, it's extraordinary. It's like Disneyland. It's the epicenter of this, you know, mammoth technology empire. But it's striking that you see so few Black folks there. But what that screams to me is opportunity, opportunity, opportunity.
Not lack of ability.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what has to happen, and I'll make this a jump ball question to either of you, academically for these youngsters now to level the playing field, if we will, but also to kind of prepare the ground in the companies as these kids that are going to be at the hackathon this weekend make their way through high school into college so that the doors are as open for them as anyone else?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, Yes We Code has a three-prong approach to this problem. And we know it's going to take probably 5 to 7 years working, nationally to do that. What we're doing this weekend is what we call the first mile. That's the exposure, as we've talked about for the last few minutes. Mm-hmm. The second part is where you have to go deeper. It's an education transformation. And that happens at two levels. You have to have computer science curriculums throughout public education. That's a must. You have to be doing that the same way we're doing geography and mathematics. Has to be a part of the mainstream curriculum. In addition, there's these extraordinary institutions called boot camps that are springing up across the country. The Dev Boot Camp, App Academy, the Flatiron School out of New York. They're creating 12, 18-week programs that are taking folks at 18, 19, 20 with no coding experience. And within 12 to 18 weeks, getting them placed in $65,000, $75,000 a year entry-level coding positions. So this is something that needs to happen across the country. And then the third mile is really at the employer's level. And this is, again, what Sean was alluding to. And we're working in developing an employer's council so that the major companies are involved on the front end of helping to design this pipeline so that ultimately you have the apprenticeships, the internships, and great employment opportunities as well.
Yeah, I'll just piggyback on that. I think it is about redefining academic success. Traditionally, right now, if you walk into any room and say, what's success in education? People are going to say graduating from high school and then going on to a four-year college. Well, in order to feed this pipeline and to meet the demand, we have to redefine what success looks like. And that success could be graduating from high school and going into a boot camp. That could be graduating high school, getting a certificate program.
And we're hearing that from Governor Snyder.
Absolutely.
That's echoing what he's saying. It does not have to always be about that four-year
bachelor's
degree.
That's right. Because obviously, I'm a big fan of universities, and mm-hmm. I think they play a very important role in our society and in our country. But ultimately, it's not for every kid. And we've demonized two-year colleges in our country to say those are for the kids who aren't smart enough to go to the four-year colleges. And I just disagree with that. It may be that this child, this student, found their passion for something. And so they don't need 4 years to figure out what they want to do. They know what they want to do. And so we need to draw the quickest line from where they are to that success. And that may be a two-year degree or a boot camp or certificate program.
Kwame, there are critics out there who question the real impact and value of hackathons, 2 days to work on projects. How do you convince critics that this is not just window dressing?
Easy. They should come.
Show you better than I can tell.
Absolutely. Van Jones, our founder, says all the times that we go into these events thinking that somehow this is just about transforming the children. The reality is it transforms the hearts and the minds of the adults that participate, witness, and make it happen. And that's also where our belief and passion comes from. When you see a young person, 13 years old, coming up with an app idea that no one had ever thought of before, we're getting calls from venture capitalists saying, can we invest into that app? See, something extraordinary is happening. And they didn't even realize that they have the hidden genius. They didn't realize they had the talent. And we're creating an environment to foster that. And I'll say this as well, Cynthia. I don't think, when you think about it just conceptually, I don't know where else in the country we create an environment for children, high school or middle school, where we say, listen, if you had the power to create a business today, to create an app today, what would it be? And then all of a sudden they've got technology folks from Ford, from Google, top project managers working around the clock for 2 days to create their idea, to show them what's possible. This is something that the world has really never seen before. So to me, hackathons are extraordinary events, and they're also accelerators because now that 13-year-old believes that he or she mm-hmm. can transform the world. And when they go home, they are on a path for self-education, for connection, and they believe that they can change their world and that they have a track that they can run on to make it happen.
Sean, what's the larger message, do you think, to employers in Michigan from all of this?
You know, I think the largest message is we need to feed the pipeline early and often, not waiting to handpick the best of the best coming out of college, but really looking for that talent early on. No different than how sports teams, they start eyeing kids as early as elementary or middle school to say this kid has the talent, right? Well, we have opportunity to do that same thing here. Identify the kids who have the talent, nurture, mentor them, and help grow that talent. And you know, ultimately, I think the largest message is we have to go to where the future workforce is, which is in the minority communities who will become the majority. So we have to go there now.
Sean Wilson is with the Ford Motor Company Fund and kind of the organizer of this week's two-day hackathon happening in Detroit. And with one of his partners is Kwame Ankou with Yes, We Code. It has been a pleasure to talk with both of you, and I'm sure it's going to be a really, really energetic couple of days.
And I have a challenge for you. So a lot of people think that coding is very difficult. My 8-year-old does coding all the time on code.org.
Okay.
It's very easy. And so I would challenge you to go on code.org and write a couple lines of code and see how easy it is.
I will do that because I'm not even sure what that means.
There we go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.